Welcome to Good News Reflections, written by Terry Modica of Good News Ministries of GNM.org. Building your faith for everyday life using the scriptures of the Catholic Mass.
The Feast of St. Mary Magdalene, July 22nd. Today's theme, letting go of our losses. In our Gospel reading today, from John chapter 20, verses 1 through 2 and 11 to 18, we see the emotions of Mary of Magdala, one of Jesus' closest friends. First, she wept, like we do when someone or something important has been taken from us. All the way to the core, we mourn and we try to hang on to past memories as if enfleshing them in the present. We wish our time with our loved one or a previous phase of life had never ended. We wish we could go back and relish more fully what we used to have. If we can, we even try to bring it back, and we get mad at those who are responsible for our loss. This is normal for a healthy grieving process. Surely in Mary's tears was the feeling of, I loved him so much. I didn't get enough of him. I want more. I need more. I can't believe he's gone. It's not fair. It's not right. How could God allow this? Then when the resurrected Jesus appeared to her and she finally recognized him, she embraced him with excitement, relief, and awe. It was more than a welcome back hug. She didn't want to let go. How do we feel when we regain something we've lost? We want to cling to it so we won't lose it again. However, Jesus did not let her hug him very long. Why not? Surely he understood her feelings and her needs. His explanation, I have not yet ascended to the Father. In other words, as good as it was to have Jesus back, something even better was going to happen. Jesus was going to leave her again. His flesh had to depart from this world so that he could give his Holy Spirit to everyone. Thus, he can be with us all the time. Whatever losses we've suffered, we need to trust that God wants to move us to a new place, a good place. We need to stop clinging to the past and quit the what-if thinking that only makes us feel more miserable. Then we become free to move on to a new life in which we experience more of the resurrected Christ through his Holy Spirit. Death and resurrection are two essential ingredients of Christian living. There is no improvement without loss. There is no loss that comes without improvement, as long as we move through it with the Lord. It's good to value the past, just as Mary Magdalene and the disciples forever treasured their 3 years with Jesus and repeatedly told others about it. But we should also value what God is planning for the future, even if we don't yet know what that future holds. As scary or lonely as that future seems now, God will be with you, and he will be very good to you.
This has been a Good News Reflection by Good News Ministries of GNM.org. For more faith builders or to learn more about this ministry, come visit our website. You'll find Good News Reflections available by email and text message, online retreats, prayer resources, and lots more to help you know the Father's love and grow closer to Christ and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Visit GNM.org today.